Now that's on too. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Glad to see everybody here. Start off with, I want to say that this is not pointed towards anyone or any reason. This is strictly, it's something I think at some time or another we all deal with, talking about problems with anxiety. Some of us deal with it more than others. Some of us worry more than others than what we should do. But then you've got to also be careful and not go too far the other way and not worry enough and actually just become complacent with whatever you're dealing with, because then nothing's going to get done. Like I said, everyone's familiar with it. They've dealt with it more than likely sometime in their life, either with themselves or with someone else dealing with getting overly concerned. You can call it many different things. You can call it worry. You can call it being concerned. But the whole thing is, it is anxiety that comes from future issues, things that we can't control, and worrying about things that we can't control. And it will cause, can cause mental agitation, cause mental problems with ourselves. We start worrying more about what we can't control than what can be done. We can take and not get done what we need to be doing because we're so worried about what is coming up in the future. And then that just kind of causes a snowball effect, because then you start worrying about what you're not getting done, trying to figure out how to fix what's coming up. So, and a lot of it can be due to kind of isolating ourselves away from and not letting other people know what's kind of going on, not being asking for help as much, not relying on your backup plans is the one way to say it. But certain people, if you take everything on yourselves and not ask others for help, then you're going to, it causes more anxiety in your life. It's going to cause you to have more issues to deal with. Sarah's over here shaking her head. Kurt's kind of smiling. It happens to all of us. And to a point, anxiety is actually a cause of fear. It is, or is, from fear. And it is the fear of what we have not seen or what we don't know is coming up. Sometimes we'll have issues with that, and we're not worried about any one thing. We're just worried about the future. And we all know that God is going to be with us. He's going to take care of us. And that's one thing that we need to remember, is when we start feeling these feelings of anxiety or stress, we need to take and remember to go to God, kind of help and have God help us through this. Sometimes the people around us can't help us through it, but God can just give us that sense of calmness that we can actually look and see and figure out the problem without even knowing that we had the actual fix in our to start with. It's just the point of getting that calmness back, and God will give it to, or will show us the way to actually fix our problems. And sometimes it's due to insecurity, not feeling the security that I know what I'm doing. I'm not real sure what is going on. I don't know how to fix this. But as we can see, and I'm sorry I didn't take and actually have a PowerPoint this morning, but in Hebrews 4 and 16, it said, we can look at it and it says that, I've got to find it. It says, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So it's the point of going back to God. Even though we may feel insecure, that we know that God has all knowledge. God has the power to do anything that he wishes. And all we have to do is have a confidence to go to him and ask him for his help and his guidance, and he will help us see us through it. It may not be the answer that we're wanting when he actually gives us the answer, but he will take and see us through that issue, that time in our life, and you're going to come out better on the other end. You may not get the exact thing that you want today, but down the road, you're going to be better off because you're relying on God, and God knows what's best for us. And then also we need to take and avoid, on that point, to avoid feeling helpless. Because we're not helpless, because God is there to help us. And that comes from, we can see that in Romans 8 and 31, and also it's in Psalms. But Romans, Romans 8 and 31 says, "What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, then who can be against us?" So we know that God's with us, that God is going to help us through anything and everything that he can, as long as we come to him. Now, if we start relying on ourselves and take and say, "I'm going to figure this out on my own," and trying to take all the credit for everything we've done in the past, then no, you're not going to have God's help as much, because you're not relying on God. You're not asking God for the help. You're trying to do everything on your own. So the true remedy for anxiety is to rely on God, to continue to read his scripture, take and go back and pray to him, to take and bring him to the forefront of your life. We all know that as you fall away from God, that then there's that issue that's going to happen, that you're going to have more problems. So if we go back and we read the scripture, read the Bible, and actually commit ourselves to following God's word and following what God wants us to do, then we're going to be in better shape. We're going to have less anxiety in our lives. But then you also have to take and be realistic about it and realize that not every problem is going to be fixed. You're still going to have issues. You're still going to have problems in your life, because God didn't promise to give us a perfect life. He never promised to give us the perfect stretch of life. We may have times in our lives that everything is going great, but then there are going to be trials, but we need to remember that those trials are actually to help build us up, help build our character as well. And then we have to remember to be flexible, that not only is just because we like something one way doesn't mean that it's always going to stay that way. We need to take and relax and kind of realize that there is a reason for the change. It may not be what we want, but that we do need to take and realize that there is a reason for this change, and that God is there for that. There's a reason for that change. Then we need to remember to learn to live one day at a time. It's hard to do. It's hard to take and sit here today and not worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. But we need to learn to live one day at a time, take care of the problems of today, and let tomorrow take care of itself. Because it will be there. It's going to happen. If God's willing, then we'll have another day. But I'll say in Matthew 6 and 34, like I said, I had enough scripture today, I should have put up a PowerPoint. But Matthew 6 and 34 talks about living today's today as basically living one day at a time. It says, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." And that was out of the King James Version. So let's see what... So I knew there was a reason I was reading that wrong, or having problems reading that. Out of the NIV, it says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." So don't try and think about tomorrow what you're going to have to do tomorrow, because you've still got today to deal with. You've still got to worry about today. Now, not to say you can't, you have to plan for tomorrow, but you can't sit there and just let tomorrow's overwhelm you in what you're doing, and to take away from what you're actually having to do today. And stay busy will help you overcome anxiety issues, because if you're busy, then you really don't have time to worry about it. If once you start sitting around and thinking all the time, you have more time to think, you have more time to worry about what's coming up. But if you're busy, you don't have that time. And I mean, God wants us to be busy. God wants us to continue to do His work, to continue to be busy in our lives and to strive to become better people, better Christians, so that we can help hopefully bring others unto Him, so that others will learn to take and learn the joy and the love that we have through Christ. And then we need to learn to be content where we're at. Sometimes we get so worried about trying to get ahead that we need to just learn to relax and stay where we're at and be content in the place that we're at, so that we can take and be able to do what we need to do at that time. Sometimes you get so worried about being, what am I doing tomorrow? That when you take and start worrying about that, then you turn around and you may miss a way to help somebody today that you didn't have that chance. And that is one thing that we definitely want to be able to do, is we want to be able to help others to find Christ. We want to help the people who are around us to become stronger, to help them out throughout their lives, but also to take and pray that we will be able to help others to find God and His grace and the gift of eternal life up in heaven with Him. But if we're always worried about tomorrow, then we're going to be more worried about seeing that than seeing the issues that are directly in front of us that somebody may be having. That, and it may be a Christian brethren at the time that needs our help, but we're so worried looking ahead that we're not seeing that they need help, and that may cause them to stumble in their Christian life. So we need to make sure that we take and work on that as well, that we're paying attention to what's going on in our daily lives. And we do know that Christians are given the means to deal with any anxiety that they have, and the peace that we can receive through prayer is great. If we can go, when we go to God in prayer, it should help us with our peace. We should feel better once we are done praying, but to know that God is listening to us is a great comfort to us as well. So in conclusion, as far as to help you deal with anxiety, help us deal with anxiety, me deal with anxiety, I'll say it's always back at every, I mean, it covers everyone. Some people deal better than others. But focus on putting your trust in God, remembering that God is in control. Sometimes we take and kind of let that slip. We don't think about it as much. Or you start seeing things happen, and then you start wondering, well, how did this God let this happen? We definitely need to stay away from that, because then that's going to cause us more anxiety and cause us issues with God, falling away from God. And to be real, remember to be realistic in our expectations. Our expectations may be that we have 1,000 people in this building, but be realistic with what we're planning on or what we're trying to do. Yes, we want to plan for the future, but plan on working day by day what we're doing now to continue to improve ourselves and improve this church, and hopefully improve this area as well. Hopefully this has been a lesson that's helped others. I know studying on it, it's helped me. Hopefully it will take and continue to help you throughout your life, and If there's any need for any prayers or at this time, or if someone wishes to be baptized, if you would, let's please come forward as we stand and sing the invitation song.